And if there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
cleared up. I don't know why we put up to everything, cleared up. Instead of just saying cleared, we put that up on there.
Yeah. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Downpour.
What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece. We say either mantel or mantelpiece.
Would either one of them be an older word or?
I guess mantelpiece.
What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
We say lightwood. Lightwood.
I see. And what do you call?
Well, now the Negroes say kindling.
Some names I've never heard of, like fat pine and pitch pine.
Yeah, fat lightwood. We call it fat lightwood.
I see. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
Well, that's lightwood too.
I see. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
You mean a closet?
Yeah. Does it make any difference if it's built into a room or if it's movable?
Well, we used to have wardrobes for rooms that didn't have closets. Yeah. Wardrobes.
That's what I was thinking of.
They had real pretty ones too. We had several mahogany ones. In that old house down there on Broad Street, some rooms didn't have closets, and we had beautiful old wardrobes. And I remember I started to bring one up here, and it just fell to pieces. It was so old, it had been put together, not nailed, but just put together. And if you took off one piece, the whole thing fell to pieces. But we kept the pieces because it was pretty good. I had a table made out of one door.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Cornices? No.
Just the.
You mean the eaves?
Well, not up on top, but on the side of the house.
Oh, the overlap. Clapboards? I don't know exactly.
Yeah, that's one of them. Or weatherboards. Some people say weatherboards. How about the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Well, we said either veranda or porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch that often has no roof to it?
Wouldn't be terrace, let's see. A patio. No, not patio. I don't know. We didn't have anything like that. We never had any use for the wood.
What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
We call that the lot.
The lot?
We had a big lot. We had a real fancy stable back in the lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence made of rocks or stones?
Just a stone wall.
And how about a large wooden vessel that's open at the top and used for carrying water or milk?
Pail or bucket, either one, I guess.
Does it make any difference if one is wood and the other is metal?
I guess a bucket would be wooden, wouldn't it? I don't think there's much difference there, though. Pail or bucket. Maybe the wooden one is bucket and the metal one's pail. But I don't think there's much difference there.